Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over at Heaps Normal. Heggy, it's 2024, new year, same us.
Yep, you could have crushed one just now.
Oh,
a hero on the streets of Sydney. The hero no one asked for, but everyone needs.
That should have been the Heaps Normal ad.
Yeah.
Me just hearing a lady fall face first onto the concrete,
yep,
having a fit. Can someone help? Is there a hero? Heaps Normal, skull it, crush the can, get to work.
Anyway, if you want to be a hero yourself, get some Heaps Normal this summer. Round it off with a bang.
You know it. Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout and get yourself some award-winning non-alcoholic beers. It's the bloody time for it. If you've gone hard in the silly season, as Heggy always calls it, Heaps Normal. It's going to turn your life around. Get it in ya.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggy. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Gold Coast. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm the hero, Nick Cody.
And I'm the minder of sandwiches, Luke Heggy. Didn't get much of a chance. You tell a story.
We're standing out the front of Acast Studios here in Sydney. What street are we on?
Randall, I think. Yeah.
And just heard a boof and turn around and across the road at quite a dodgy looking pub. I don't want to throw it under the bus. I'll go into it in a sec. But a woman's just hit the deck face first. And a few people around just having a gawk. Having a fucking gawk.
Mm.
You go, this day needs a hero. Here he comes.
You're
Nicholas
off.
J. Cody.
Yeah. We didn't even paper, scissors, rocket. He ran off hoping to do mouth to mouth and didn't eventuate.
I was not going to do mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
Someone having an epileptic fit, I reckon, or some sort of seizure.
It was a seizure.
People just left her face down on the ground. Fucking hell. I know from year nine, you know.
Move the furniture out of the way.
Yeah. Get everything out of the way.
Get your camera.
And I was pretty wrapped with how I was going until, let's say, someone looking for shelter. Looking for teeth, too.
Yep. I'm all right.
She only had about three. As I know who that is. And I'm like, fuck, watch out.
Yeah.
Let's not start the new year off.
They all know
getting some blood spat in your eye. You know? Don't need that.
Started a bit late today because you're scrubbing yourself down, walking in here like this, hands up like a surgeon.
Well, you know, the paramedics turned up. They had gloves on.
Yeah.
They didn't seem too fussed though. But fuck me, some people are dead set hopeless.
What was in her shopping?
Did you get anything? Man, I don't know, because her arms all seized up. Her bag was covering her face.
Yeah.
So you got to let them go. So I tipped her on her side and the bag was fucking covering her head. So I'm trying to move the shopping bag out of the way so she didn't end up suffocating on her.
Could have got her some lunch.
Oh, yeah, should have had a squeeze.
Didn't like me.
You know, have you ever seen when people wake up from a seizure, they're really like, cheers, mate. Really?
Yeah, you didn't. No.
Bit combative.
Not. Yeah.
You go, sorry, I was eating a fucking toastie over there, having a coffee, enjoying my day.
You do wake up to multiple strangers right in your face.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah,
not,
I must say.
Not ideal.
I hit the deck. 2022 up on the sunny coast, and I woke up apparently just swinging.
Yeah, right.
The fuck are you all doing around me? Like helping, you stupid cunt.
I'll wake up some morning standing on the bed.
What do you want?
Screaming what? Yeah.
Before we kick into the ep, though, I just spent 8 nights, my family and I, at Casa del Heggie.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bloody ripper joint. We came up here for a Sydney holiday, something I'd never considered. And fuck me, what a place.
It's great.
It's unbelievable.
It's good.
Sydney, your yep. joint's grass, mm-hmm. but Sydney, holy shit.
Yeah.
Some good stuff to do. Nice. Yeah. And a listener I saw on... It was a comment, I think, on Instagram or maybe a Patreon message said they've started from the start and they want to know if the Falcon is still going.
Did you give it a run?
The Falcon is going strong.
Yeah.
I had to find it. It wasn't in the usual place you'd see a TV, like on a wall in a lounge room.
It was in the bookshelf.
Man, it was fucking down the side of the couch.
Yeah.
Like coins.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck the Falcon. Lurch is like, do you need a hand with it? I'm like, no. The fucking 2-year-old could put it up.
Yeah. That's good. The Falcon's going great. Everyone might be interested to know.
Man, it's a good move because my boys just didn't – they're like, what happened to Uncle Heggie's telly?
Mm.
Yeah, mate, it's broken. That's why it's down the side.
Yeah.
They go, oh, okay.
You pull it out when you need it.
Didn't whinge once. No, they never saw it. They don't think the Falcon works.
Yeah, okay.
Just lied to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, that's, television as a centerpiece of your entire house is something I've never gotten behind. But it's a true Australian dream.
And again, I brought this up a few months ago. You gave me shit about mine.
Mm.
Now the lounge room
is about that fucking size.
Nah, fucking nowhere near as big.
Sideways.
55 inch. But, but there's artwork up in the lounge room now and plants and stuff around. Okay. So it's actually pretty small.
Yeah.
But I told you, you and my wife's family all give me shit.
Mm.
And then my mates that I grew up with in Hoppers are.
Yeah.
Like, we thought you were on telly, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
You're on a billboard, cunt. It's like I'm watching an iPhone on the wall. One of them might come over to watch the UFC. He refuses.
Oh, right. Rather stay by himself.
Yep. With his big TV.
In his bed.
He gets upset.
Mm. Good for society. Good for the fabric of it. Everyone to have a massive television in their bedrooms. Never have to talk again. A lot of plane flights since we last spoke.
Jesus.
It's a has big start to the year.
Mm.
They are absolutely flying in. And... I'm enjoying that. They'll be future episodes.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit raw.
Yeah.
That I've been up in the Golden Coast myself. Pretty good.
Waiting for NRG to.
It's gone. The sign's gone. Everything's gone.
Yeah, and we couldn't get it, could we?
No.
NRG all juice gone. At Coolangatta Airport.
We'll have to fabricate LOL. One. We'll have to make one.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll sort it out.
How's the Goldie?
Great.
Yeah.
Tonight on Plug-a-Roonies. I'm off tonight to see Band 1920 and fucking do yourselves a favour. Seen them before.
1920?
Not 1927. No. 1920, the word 20 spelt out.
Okay.
And they are fucking red hot. Three dudes, double bass,
see?
Lead guitar, drums, and it's a great show.
Yeah, nice. Tonight,
again, so get around them.
All right.
Their first gig back at Currumbin. You're not going to see it, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But
get a time
they're touring
machine.
All the time.
All right.
They're fucking ace. Get around them. And on bands, go see Sydney Band with featuring Dave Williams comedian Ace on Fire.
Sick.
Always out and about. Just released a single. And
what a great
it's
name.
Awesome. Ace on Fire.
Ace on Fire is a sick name for a band.
Very good.
I assume.
Yeah.
Has
proper,
to be. Yeah.
Proper hair stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Really not like good. Nickelback that you normally listen to?
No.
Okay.
It's not. Someone likes Nickelback. Someone must. What's happened there?
Mm.
I've never met anyone who does, but they've... Someone must.
They're shifting units.
It's like, I don't know, Trump supporters. I was in the lounge this morning in coming down here to Sydney, and I put in an order for a chai.
Yeah.
And no one was there, but I still said Bevan, and the woman had to yell it out about four times. So I was busy. I was trying to set up the video and get it, and I fucked it up. But then I got on the plane. I'm sitting next to these people who knew who I was. And he said, I was standing at the coffee thing before and I hear this woman yelling out, Bevan. Then you turn up. Like, yeah. See, art for art's sake, you never know when you'll find your audience.
Yeah,
just keep.
That is true.
Keep creating.
And, I like that.
You know, they'll find you.
I like the idea that people walking around just hear the name Bevan yelled and they're like, where's Heggie? WWE entrance. Here he comes. Getting a drink. Fuck, you've said some shit names in front of me. And I've said before, it gets me every time.
Yeah.
I forget what you're going to do up until the second you do it every time and I can't keep a straight face. I walk off and our mate Bart's the same. Fucks me up.
He's good.
Not a fan.
Anyway, we a big start to the year. It's been pretty good. I think 2024 is going to be a good year. Thanks to our new patrons. Got a few who got bullied into it.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying that.
Mate, how did you count down into the new year?
Oh, I was on the beach at the Goldie.
Nice.
A bunch of young people.
Having
tell
beers.
You what, been around a few young people recently. Took my kids to a concert in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Of a rapper.
Who?
Ended up NLE Chopper. Ended up in the fucking mosh pit. 18 plus gig. Got my kids with me. Out of contact to get in. We had like VIP tickets. I'm like, fuck, we'll be we'll be up on the balcony here. It's going to be great. I'll get to sit down, watch the kids. And, you know, I'll go, oh, there they are, whatever.
The balcony for NLE Chopper.
Yeah.
Do you think like the little, like the Abraham Lincoln
seat? It was at
one little.
Is that the, we've been before. It's a Fortitude musical.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a balcony.
Yeah.
They've got a mezzanine. I thought, oh, cool. wasn't open. Straight in the middle of the thing.
Very heggy, though, to turn up to a rap concert. You know, hopefully we're in the mezzanine.
Yeah.
It's never been said.
Well, I tell you what, NLE Chopper fans, buy some fucking deodorant. It was unbelievable. And because everyone's really tall, like I wasn't, I'm average, I suppose, maybe tall, I don't know. But in this, young people are much taller.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids are small, but they were armpit height of these fucking, I can't believe we didn't pass out. It was revolting.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. Like he was good.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
NLE Chopper.
4 hours on your phone. I was the oldest by a long way. My son was the youngest by a long way.
Great.
It was a strange.
That was about 10 years ago, I reckon. My sister went to a Cypress Hill concert.
Yeah.
You know Cypress Hill?
Yeah.
It's from the Bong. And my dad came along. He came straight from work, so he's in a suit.
Briefcase. Short sleeve shirt and a tie and a briefcase.
They passed a fucking massive joint around. Joffa got on it.
Sweet.
Just in a suit. Well, he would have been like late 50s.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Just fucking having a joint at Cypress Hill. Fucking legend. NLE Chopper for Heggie. Yeah. Well, fuck me.
Do you know it? Years do you know who it is?
Yeah. But yeah, right. The year's off to a fucking flyer for me.
It was sort of, it was rap, but it was also slightly strip show. And the same song got played twice and it was a cover.
Yeah. Oh.
But good on him.
Yeah. I don't mind that. A double.
Fine. What do you mean?
Like if they're short on hits. Yeah, if you open with it and then close with it.
Yeah. Try it in comedy, see what fucking happens.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's never going to happen. Mm. Music's different rules.
Yeah.
Man, my New Year's not as relaxing as yours. We went to the Coogee fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And decided to drive.
Yeah.
Try to get a park at fucking 7 p.m. for the 9 p.m. fireworks.
In retrospect, I should have rung my old neighbour and just said,
let him in.
Can Nick park in driveway?
How do people not sell parks? Like sell their parking spot?
Not everyone's an opportunist entrepreneur.
I just thought of America. America, everyone's just sitting out the front of their house
taking money.
At certain times. Go, yeah, you can park here, $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
Why not?
$100 or I'll steal everything from it.
Yeah.
That sort of deal. It's a slippery slope, that shit. It's fucking mafioso stuff.
But man, it took an hour and a half to find a park and it was in Randwick.
Yeah.
So it was about 2K away. And I had to carry the 2-year-old down and fucking back.
Fuck that. Need a skateboard or something.
Getting some work in. Had some heapses on the beach though.
Yeah, great.
Because I was driving, 4-pack of heapses.
There you go.
Man, fucking went off.
We're not doing the ad now, mate.
No, we're not. That's true.
So you're on overtime.
Should we get into some plane fights?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
All right, today, mate, we're looking at Qantas flight, Friday, April 7, 2017. And from the route, you'll be able to know what's going on here. Port Hedland to Brisbane.
Oh, FIFO.
Yes.
Yes.
How old's this FIFO for the double or nothing?
How old is the FIFO worker?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say 23.
Nah. Take that answer and double it and add on
to 48.
48. Patrick Walters, 48-year-old FIFO worker. No info on exactly what he does.
And by the way, if you don't know, FIFO's fly in, fly out.
Yeah, miners. There's a lot of blokes out there just making up the numbers.
Well, there's a lot of people. We've got a lot of overseas listeners too, and they should know that a fair fucking chunk of Australia is just red dirt that we're digging up and sending off.
And a fair bunch of Australians are in fucking high-vis clothing.
Yeah, making some cash.
24 hours per day, I don't know. It's like in life.
Man, I did that mine site tour about 12 or 13 years ago, and there were some blokes that were up that part of WA that didn't have a house in Perth, had a house in Bali. So they'd do 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
And they all the 2 weeks off. House in Bali.
Yeah, they'd fly over to Bali. for their 2 weeks.
It's special owning something, Bali or Thailand, isn't it? Like, you know, just rent, mate. Just rent it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Owning a house over there.
Well, our mate, Carl Chandler, he was trying to buy a bar in Koh Samui. Fuck. I assume so his second family can live there.
Very sus. Yeah, I think so too. But you know, I think it's been an interesting concept, the rise and fall of the FIFO worker, perennial fucking punchline in comedy. I was contemplating doing it a long time ago.
But yeah?
I was young and the basic math checked out.
What do you mean?
Well, you consider how much you earn, and if you're sensible, you can save most of that, work for a couple of years, get out. Never seems to work out. You don't factor in all the variables like addiction, fucking sadness, working with fuckwits all the live long day. It's grim. It's like prison, but with money.
Yeah. And I did find the blokes that I met on that tour, they were one of two camps. It was either I've just bought my third house.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I just had my third jet ski repossessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 46-year-old bloke or 48-year-old bloke. Was that a cheeky fart?
No.
Oh. Just moving.
Yeah.
I can never trust you. As soon as I see a shift in your weight in the chair.
Oh, it's almost as if I appeared on Sizzletown recently.
Man.
Cocking and letting rip. New. We're on video now, mate. Got to behave myself a bit more. there's a Wikipedia page with a bunch of West Australian mining deaths on it.
Nice.
A few collisions, a couple of buried alives, largely crushings though.
Oh.
That's from like blokes finding themselves between stuff. Not enough of them have been to prison yet and cultivated that backs the wall mentality that they all have. If I see two heavy big things, I'm not standing anywhere between them. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Even if it's people, I'm not getting in between them.
That's why you're scared of NLE chopper.
Yeah, I was all right. They're pretty, you know, they're all in those stupid haircuts. They're still weak, the youth.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to fight anyone. But people were very surprised. My son was there, like, no fucking way you're 18, mate. I said, no, he's not. What of it? Anyway, so Patrick, he's on his way home from a 2 week stint working. It's fairly standard, isn't it? 2 weeks?
Two and two. Well, it depends. I think some of them get, there's always
weird. I want to work more than holiday, I think, unless you're committing to long term.
That's you, just generally, though, I reckon.
Yeah. No, if you're that, you're like, I could knock a year off my sentence out here if I do three on, one off instead of two and two.
But I think a lot of them have that swing, as they call it as well, like three and one or three and two. And then they're smart with their holidays. So say you have 4 weeks off a year, you take 2 weeks and then another two, so you end up having a fucking massive chunk off.
Yeah. More depressing going back though, isn't it? When he entered the plane, Patrick, you'd already stunk. Of alcohol, unsteady on his feet, and he was slurring his words. Dropped his headphones, almost fell over, picking them up.
Well, Port Hedland, I don't know, have you been there?
No.
It's a rough spot.
What do you mean, rough clientele in the pubs or what?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of pubs, a lot of chicken treats. I remember I was there for a couple of days, Melbourne Comedy Festival, roadshow maybe.
Yeah.
And I think Ann Edmonds and I had chicken treat 3 times in a day, just couldn't find anything.
I think I was on that tour and I got kicked off before the good gigs. This is one of my...
That was the one we were on and you thought you got banned by the comedy festival for 7 years or something for farting in the van?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I got kicked off the nice gigs. They're like, not kicked off, they're like, oh, you can come for the shit ones. We'll fly in a good comedian for Perth.
No, they were good.
And the mines up the top and that.
That were good, though.
We did, some of them were fucking rubbish.
Geraldton. Bunbury.
Oh, that's fine. But the smaller ones. Yeah. A bunch of towns start with
Mora?
M.
Fucking, Mora?
Yeah.
Something like that. That was grim.
Anyway, sacrificial. Never went back. Oh, went back recently, but I'm done. It's too little too late. A decision was made that he was unsuitable to be sitting in the emergency exit seat that he had, but he could be seated somewhere else. That's reasonable. That is, someone said that to me. I go, thanks for even keeping me on here.
Yeah.
See you in Brisbane. Flight attendant Karen Dwyer, Karen with a Y, not Yaron, went to find him another seat on the plane. As she's doing this, Patrick's friend was boarding the plane. It's like school shit, isn't it? My friend's over there. And she had to turn him away from the flight as he was too drunk, this bloke.
So he couldn't even get on at all?
No, his mate couldn't get on.
Wow.
Patrick and his mate, they'd swapped boarding passes, which you're not supposed to do.
Of course not.
But we'll never get caught unless you do something stupid to attract attention to yourself. The man became aggressive, started swearing at Karen. Don't swear at Karen. Patrick then took his phone out and declared that he would record everything and put it on YouTube.
There you go.
The thicks, they use things that they've heard about as threats.
Yeah.
They just start yelling modern words. It's YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you punked, whatever.
Worldstar. But also, it's like if you're doing something wrong, what's the threat there? I'm going to record us fucking up and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You can, clever editing can make it look like anything if you want. Just yell until the flight attendant yells. Got him. No one really cares what's on YouTube. It's, it'd be a really violent incident.
Yeah.
To rack up the views and get yourself some sweet advertising cash.
And have you heard the amount of stuff that goes on YouTube every day?
Billions.
The amount uploaded you couldn't watch in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, just a day, I'd say in an hour. There'd be an hour. If you took from now to an hour, that's the rest of your life taken care of, just watching that shit. That'd be a fucking great little hell, wouldn't it? Good punishment. Whoa.
Yeah, you imagine that. You go to jail. It's like you've got a TV, but you the uploaded footage from the day of the crime, when you committed your crime.
It's four Paul Brothers videos on loop. And a few other fuckheads pretending they're two people with their eyes too close together and doing voices and shit. What happens with the advertising cash and that few cents here and there, proceeds of Crime Stall? Is that if you upload a crime that you committed, can you get advertising cash?
Can you get the cash?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't think YouTube would give a fuck from what I can gather.
Nah.
Just go around bashing people with a mate filming it. See what happens. Get some ad revenue. Every now and then they do take the moral high ground, don't they, YouTube? But essentially they just want eyeballs on bashings. We all do. Pull together, watch more bashings.
Well, your favourite, Russell Brand, they took his advertising off.
Yeah.
YouTube.
It would be back but he by can now, still, wouldn't it? That's about four news cycles ago.
No, but he can still, I think he's got his own advertisers. So he can still get that money, but he's not making the YouTube revenue money.
Oh, so they've got to cut out the middleman and go straight to him. So he's gone, really.
Yeah.
Those advertisers, they're committing, aren't they? But that is a big commitment to go, sure. We'll stick with you, mate.
Yeah.
Innocent until or something. Doubt it. Anyway, let the people decide. Karen repeatedly told him that she didn't want to be recorded, but he didn't listen. What's the deal with that? If you're working.
Well, there was an article last week maybe about flight attendants have all come out and said, we're fucking sick of this.
Yeah.
They film us all the time. You see cameras out, you don't know if they're making fun of us or.
Yeah.
And it is a bit grim, but they're trying to stop all filming on planes, which I don't like that.
But how do you police just the good ones?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'd think just get rid of it, really. I mean, bad for us.
Yeah.
Although, word of mouth, probably better. I prefer a good, well-told story than a
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shittily shot video. Fucking portrait video. Yeah. Of the back of a seat with some yelling.
Yeah.
That really frustrates me watching it.
And I think a lot of American flight attendants were saying they're sick of being filmed as well, but they're also the ones that wrap the fucking safety thing and.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Look at me now, but not later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Patrick. She started grabbing for his phone to try and stop him, but he kept backing up.
Oh. Bit of Current Affair cameraman style. Yeah. Give me that fucking, dodgy plumber coming out the front door at speed.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I've said that before.
Nothing makes you look worse, I reckon, than putting your hand up to a camera.
Yeah.
You know?
So, man, always have something in your pocket like dirt, sand, or a little bit of mud or something. Fucking whack. Straighten someone's eyes if you need to fight them. Straighten a camera lens.
Yeah.
That's done. That cameraman, they love their cameras.
Yeah.
Their tools down after that. Now, I don't give a fuck if I'm getting $5,000 a day to film for a current affair, whatever. That's too much,
Have you ever seen that on a set, like someone in makeup will do a bit of hairspray or something? And they go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like if it's near the lens.
Cameramen all get, they get a lot of cancer on their hands. So they don't even want to put fucking sun cream on their hands and then put it near the
Jesus. Stuff.
There'll be a lot of lawsuits about fucking age spots on the back of cameraman's hands soon enough. Not their fault, evidently. Patrick then tackled her to the ground backwards. Oh. Body slam.
Oh.
Causing her to hit her shoulder, hip, and head. Kill someone doing that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Karen is still with us. Passengers got up to intervene, and the pilot, who'd been watching through a peephole.
Pervert.
Yeah, a little perv hole. You probably see that in the – if you're sitting there, you'd see daylight through that, and you see it go dark. Ooh.
Someone's close.
Yeah. Pulled Karen into the flight deck and locked the door, which, I don't know, jury's out there.
Smart move.
Pull her in, go out yourself. I don't know. They weren't off the ground yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Still in.
But it's good. Get her out the way. Yeah. She can sit in the jumpsuit or whatever.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Well, it'd be a bit like before if I was just minding the sandwiches and finishing mine off while it was hot and something did kick off down there, I wouldn't be considered a hero at all for not letting someone steal your
man,
fucking stuff.
Fuck, when did I helped a baby get a toddler get its hand out of a door at Edinburgh Airport.
Yeah, Terminal 2.
But the things I've missed recently are all I've barely missed punch-ons where I'd be more than welcome to join in.
Yeah.
I told like Comedy Republic in Melbourne.
Is there a punch-on
the other month? I went.
That's not very
tolerant. Standing at the bar to get a drink when I'll have a piss. I came back and everyone's like, where were you? I go, just went for a piss. And they go, a guy just punched a bartender.
How'd that
happen? And we're trying to get him out.
That makes
and I'm like,
no sense to me.
Fucker. I just missed an opportunity.
It was someone who wandered in off the street, walked up two flights of stairs.
No, there was someone at a show.
Someone was at a show. Yeah. Who wasn't our audience and punched at the Comedy Republic.
Yeah. And I missed it.
That should have been on the news.
Man, I sometimes wake up in cold sweat. Fuck, I missed it.
Yeah.
Could have just bashed a bloke.
Of course you could. You could confidently say you could bash anyone who's ever walked through those doors. They're all sitting in the corner crying and stuff.
Still think about it.
Patrick and his mate escorted off the plane, which was then delayed for 3.5 hours.
Come on.
That seems extreme to me. 3.5 hours. That's the crew having a debrief.
Yeah.
Having a few darts.
How are we going to spin this?
Dragging out their shift so they don't have to work.
Yeah.
You know, they go, oh, no, put 2 minutes over the legally allowed flight time. Sorry, we're not going. Pilot might have been on a promise in Headland. Never know.
Hmm.
Needed some chicken treat. What's chicken treat?
Chicken treat's like a Red Rooster or KFC. Oh, okay.
They got popcorn chicken?
I don't know. I didn't order it.
Mm.
Just getting.
I made some recently.
Made popcorn
very
chicken.
Good. Yeah, it's very nice.
How do you
some
do
organic
that?
Organic chicken thighs. I marinated. Oh, it was more.
They don't need to be organic if you're gonna.
Well, they do if they're going to have some semblance of nice to them. Like popcorn chicken you get from a fast food joint. You don't know what's that. Who knows?
Yeah, not organic. Is.
Just well, they're so small, a whole one of them could be a beak.
Yeah, have you ever had one? You go, I think that was just
crumbs.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. There was just batter.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any to fucking rip me off.
Anyway, he managed to have his status changed.
Oh.
In Port Hedland.
Status arrested.
I assume that, by the way, I assume most FIFO flights coming out of Port Hedland's like Conair. But I reckon that like drunk tank or whatever in Port Hedland would be
full,
a fucking rough one to be in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not Eastern Beaches, Sydney, drunk tank.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
Let's have a laugh. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there'd be some rough units in that.
Yeah.
Judge Goetze likened the force used by Patrick as the same as someone preparing for a rugby tackle. He also stated, my finding is there was some considerable force used. It was a body slam. Once a judge is saying the words body slam, you're in trouble. Referees described Walters as a caring, loving, and non-violent person, and the attack was a one-off. That's a hair-ruffleable offence to me, one-off.
An oopsie-daisy.
Yeah. His mate got off lightly. His unnamed mate didn't really get on the plane.
Oh, well, it's one of those things where it's – I think he would have been in a lot more trouble until Patrick's pulled the body slam.
Yeah.
And then it's a fuck.
Oh, you see your mate body slam someone, just get out of there.
Yeah.
No point in both of you going down. It's not an all-in-one in thing.
Took the heat off him.
The problem was it was a woman. Like, take women and children out of the picture, you'd probably get to body slam one man per lifetime, I reckon.
Yeah.
Without it, and never go to jail unless you kill them or the man's famous or rich.
I also think Port Hedland FIFO flights, maybe send in your biggest units as the flight attendants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Karen doesn't sound big.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that you get too many muscle men on like flight attendants. There are a few around.
Yeah.
But they'd get sick of just doing the one thing. Like you'd have to get paid more. If you're hired as muscle,
yeah,
you're not just getting regular FA.
Maybe just have security guards that hand out drinks, you know?
And do deals and then throw you. Karen was said to have PTSD anxiety over the incident. PTSD, sometimes now known as PTSDTM.com. not saying Karen with a Y, Yaron.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Yaron doesn't have it. Chances are she does. But PTSD is that's a buzzword in the current climate, isn't it?
Mm.
So it can be a bit of a ka-ching opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes dumb people say they've got mental health. Like they're just, you know, they want some money without having to work for the money and they just go, mental health. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. A mental health.
I'm having a mental health.
What?
No.
Oh, full stop. All right.
Come back and try again, buddy. The only cure for what you've got is lying in bed eating chips instead of going to work.
And also PTSD sometimes I think is mixed up with just having a memory of a bad time.
Oh, yeah.
You can just say that.
I mean, I've been involved in a couple of violent things. I don't recall ever having a good time.
Yeah.
Like it's been.
That's PTSD.
I don't think it's PTSD. It's remembering pain. It fucking hurt and I don't like it. I don't want to get punched ever again.
Also, lucky not to get a concussion. Because the few times I've been knocked out, I don't remember it. People said I hit the deck pretty hard.
Yeah.
But can't have PTSD because I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I was playing footy and then apparently got a knee in the head.
Yeah, right.
Had a little nine-eye for a few seconds and then up and about.
In a court of law, they'd get you on that, wouldn't they? Like a good defence lawyer would go, you got PTSD, have you? Yeah. What do you remember of being unconscious then? Your fucking case dismissed. Get out of here. That sort of thing. Arrest my case. Patrick's lawyer accepted his reaction was extreme, but asked if he could have only a fine.
Come on.
That's the defence. It's the, oh, come on, offence. That's the defence.
Get out of here.
The, oh, come on. That's what it's in the law.
A fine.
Yeah.
Like I'm all for let's not, you know, we don't have to put extra people in jail if we don't need, but there is middle
ground.
Someone
needs to be in there.
When your body slam a Yaron, someone's got to pay.
Judge Goetze.
More than a fine.
Said the crime was too serious for a fine and sentenced Patrick to 1 year in jail.
Oh, well, that seems.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I had a squiz at Judge Bruce Goetze, who retired in 2020. Congratulations, Your Honour. Enjoy your gold watch. Had a look at what other cases he's been involved in. Things are fucking grim over there.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon that's. Did you say he's a magistrate?
No, he's a proper judge. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, magistrates, proper judges. But yeah, I don't know what sort of court they have in Port Hedland.
But are they
the fucking Supreme
Court.
Like,
do they want to go there? Is that someone that finishes law school? Do you think this would be pretty cruisy?
Maybe. Well, some people go and live in the country, don't they? Doctors, teachers. Why not lawyers and judges? I don't know. Maybe he likes it.
Or is it if you fuck up in the city, you've got to go do a bit of Port Hedland magistrate?
They do that to cops, don't they? Send cops out to Mount Isa and shit for a bad time for the first couple of years of their apprenticeship and makes them really even worse people. Unmentionable crimes he's had to hear about and preside over. One larrikin among the meth and assault and murder stuff happened in 2018 and it was a similar – when a mid-flight brawl enters a court in between all the proper grim stuff, must be like Mufti Day for the judges.
Yeah.
Like finally, something funny. This was
last day of school type of shit. Yeah.
This was another Qantas flight involving a different FIFO worker.
Yeah.
Very similar deal. Sans body slam. Luke Taylor, big bastard, mixed Xanax with alcohol, went
bang.
Crazy.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
More kidding!
Makes you think, doesn't it?
That is a combo that has probably been in over half of the 201 episodes.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had one? I think we've spoken about this. You've never had one, have you?
What's it for, Xanax?
Sleeping. Xanax. Maybe sleeping. Anxiety or something?
No, not anxious. No.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah. You are cool as a cucumber.
Well, I think once we
see a woman hit the deck and you just eat the sandwich, what's going on there?
Cold.
Yeah.
Too many chefs. Well, you're fucking. You wouldn't have been saying this if your bloody laptop and the tool got stolen, would you? So, you know, fucking back it off. The FA said to Luke, you can't drink booze unless it's supplied by the airline. Luke said, I'll do what I fucking want.
Good start.
Yeah. Luke didn't get jail time. What if people aren't anxious and they
I've told you that before. We've got to get him on here once. Brett Blake.
Yeah.
When he was maggot and I snuck him in the lounge. Got him. This was going to Edinburgh. And he got knocked back from the lounge and I went up with him and said, can I please get my mate in? And the lady knew who he was already and said, well, I already had a friend in there. And she said, normally, she said this to Brett, I'd charge you $60 for entry, but I'll let you in for free under the proviso that you don't drink too much. And he said,
Yeah.
And he said, how about I just give you $60 and drink however the fuck, you know, however much I want. Fucking killed me. It's like, man, you just got knocked back from here.
Yeah.
She's let you in.
Yeah. He doesn't like authority.
No.
That's that. It's too much. You got to bite your tongue sometimes, Brett. Didn't get jailed. When people take Xanax who haven't got anxiety.
I think they're just doing it for a good time.
What good time happens?
I don't know. I think they're real chilled out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happens with the Dexy one? Same thing, isn't it? If you haven't got whatever that's there to treat, it has the opposite effect. Is that Xanax as well?
Okay. No. I think the Dexys, the ADD meds, if you've got ADD, you calm down.
Yeah.
If you don't, you fire up.
Right.
But I think Xanax to anyone is just going to calm you down.
Oh, okay.
I assume some people will send us a message about it.
Yeah, probably.
I reckon a lot of people
can't wait. Been corrected a little bit recently. Got a fucking return on my comment on your YouTube special.
What do you mean?
Yesterday, today. They're still coming.
Oh, yeah, great.
New reply to your comment on Nick Cody's YouTube. Still coming.
What was it?
It was an if you don't like it, don't.
Oh, great.
Plus you can't spell. Yeah. Ha ha ha! You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. Good grief! That's
the comments under your comment are a 50-50 split between we get this and I don't know who you are, Luke Heggie. You fucking piece of shit,
Luke Heggie 5602. Luke Taylor, no jail. 26K in damages though. Seller Jetski probably saved his life. Like I fucking said it before, say it again. Go nuts, push and shove. Swear, stop short of body slamming a woman, you'll probably avoid jail time.
26 grand in damages.
Mm.
This is the next bloke.
Yeah,
the
this is
him.
Not. This is a different. Yeah,
what did he do? Bloke. What did he damage?
Nothing. Just, don't know.
Fucking knocked the
Just
drinks card
money,
over.
Mate. Give us. Yeah, he didn't.
They charged him full price for all the booze and the food.
No,
all the sandwiches got
big,
stomped on.
It's big and intimidating.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything physical. I'd still rustle up 26 grand from someone than I would do a year in jail.
Oh, for sure.
Even if, like they don't, but even if your wage is 26 grand, just borrow, make it, better off staying out. There must be a tipping point though where people go, $1 million fine or 2 years jail, I'll just go to jail.
Mm.
That's it. I couldn't make $1 million
and then
in 10 years.
Then hope they let you out earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll
but
the
then
dice.
It is a fucking roll of the dice. You don't know what's going to happen while you're in there. Patrick was eligible for parole after 6 months in the clink. But he had to move his family from Brisbane to Port Hedland due to him being banned from flying.
Oh.
Imagine that dinner table conversation. Modern wives, they're not, you know, they don't usually like being told they're moving across the other side of the fucking room, let alone the country at the best of times. When it's to accommodate visiting hours, I reckon an even touchier fucking subject.
Yeah.
Like that.
She's just staring at him. How's the chicken treat, babe?
Yeah, fuck.
It's good, huh? Told you. Not bad. Better than KFC. So it was worth it.
Well, now husbands are asking wives for permission to go to work.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see someone from that throwback time where you could just say, nah, you're all moving 5,000 kilometres away to be closer to me in jail.
Because I body slammed a woman.
Yeah. Yes, Dale. I'll do the packing. Don't bother yourself. Anyway, we're going to wind up with some comments.
Oh, beautiful.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
See what the Brains Trust has to say.
Now, what sort of article, what was this under?
This was in, there's a couple of little things. This is in airlineratings.com.
Oh.
So it's people who love airlines and get on here. It's like a forum situation.
Okay.
So they're a bit special.
Yeah.
And there's some on Facebook and stuff as well. But this is Superjet61 on elonratings.com commented that
good start.
They used the term air hostess in the article, which hasn't been in effect in Australia since 1981. They corrected the article. This is airline ratings. Corrected the article and apologised to Superjet61, something I could never do.
Oh, wow.
They didn't say rack off Superjet61, whatever. They've apologised to him.
So my sister-in-law is a journo, and I told her recently I was reading an ABC article and it opened with, we flew to the, you know, we're in the UAE, we're in the capital, Dubai. Yeah. I'm like, it's not the fucking capital.
Yeah.
Idiot. Abu Dhabi.
Did you get on?
And I said, can you send that in? And like, she said, they'd love it.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no comment.
You've got to click through it, send an email.
Yeah.
But she said, journos would actually go, fuck, thanks, mate.
I don't know about modern ABC ones. Would they? Mm. Or they just go, they tell me what to
say. That was an attack.
They can't see through their fucking hair that's down over their eyes. They're getting tattoos all over themselves and fucking crying. I'm still reeling over a fucking Comedy Republic punch-up.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's the most amazing thing I thought.
It was after Grapes of Mirth. So Merrick Watts was there, Pete Hellier.
What do you mean? There was one in that venue.
Yeah, we're up there having a drink. So we'd finished Grapes of Mirth.
Somewhere else.
Yep.
Right.
Took a car into the city.
Love to know what show was on that the puncher came out of.
Mm. Yeah, someone.
Love to know.
From the description, an absolute, as they'd say in rugby league, brain fade or a brain snap, you know.
Well, I mean, we've done a couple of live shows there and don't mind saying, got looked down on a little bit for the clientele.
Yeah.
You guys drank the bar dry, that sort of thing. We said, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And no, this is not Kyron and Reese, obviously, it's, you know, it's, regulars. And not one punch. So,
yeah.
You know.
We can lock it up.
Open your fucking minds.
Yeah.
Not us. I'm talking our fans. They were very well behaved.
Yeah.
And drank heaps and everything was cool, which is what you want. Just because you got wraparounds doesn't mean you're going to fucking punch someone. People with half haircuts going to, you know.
I reckon our crowd's maybe like staffies to people that don't know staffies.
Yeah.
You know.
The odd bad egg, generally. All right.
Yeah.
Don't pretty fuck good. With them too much.
Just want a belly rub, you know.
Over on Facebook, Luciano has said, Qantas flight attendants are old sour ducks mostly. She probably needed a new hip after the wee bump.
The wee bump?
Yep.
Wee bump's a bit of a...
I know. It's so a bit hurtful. Sore, your little back sore, is it? Linda,
you get fucking body slammed bold, mate. Yeah. See how you like it.
Linda has replied, Luciano, wonder how you would feel if it was your wife, mother, daughter.
Oh.
Luciano had the last say.
Oh, bang. Fuck up, lady.
The most aggressive internet commenters often do have the last say. Linda, possibly to be my grandmother. Yeah, you are right. I feel bad now. It's a horrible place, that internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fucking pricks. Cowards. Anyway, we're going to wind up. So take it easy out there, FIFOs.
Yes.
Have a few listeners, you know, crushing rocks around the clock. FIFO's lost its sheen. You don't see a lot. You don't see a lot of them smiling in high view studio on the plane or in the lounges. They're not. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like how I used to feel on a Sunday afternoon going back to school in high school. That's how they'd feel. Man, times 100.
Because I thoroughly enjoy my breakfast radio gig. It's good fun, but I get the Sunday sads.
Fuck yeah.
And it's coming. I start again next week.
Yep.
And I'm already going. No. Not the 4:30 alarm. No.
Yeah.
It's
terrible.
Once you're in there, having a great time. But that, it is the, as you call it, you know, that Sunday high school like Sunday fucking.
Oh, I still remember it. Some of the worst days of my life.
Yeah.
Like Sunday at dusk. Oh, fuck.
That is the best thing I reckon about just doing stand-up. There really is no.
Mondays are the best day.
Yeah.
Pretty much one of the best days of the week is a Monday. Yeah. Poor. A lot of blokes crying in their villas for the last couple of days of their 2 weeks off. Gold Coast and Bali jacuzzis are just fucking FIFO tears bubbling away.
FIFO tears.
A lot of FIFO tears in fucking spas.
Going for a dip in the FIFO tears. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want to support us here at MFB. HQ. Get on patreon.com/midflybrawl for the Land Larrikins, our spin-off pod. You get early episodes. You get these videos. You get it all. Early access to live tickets. Heggy, lukeheggy.com.
Yes.
The, what's it called? Grogan.
New tour, Grogan.
Grogan.
Kicking off very, very soon.
Fuck yeah.
While we're down here on the Pluggos, been away. Sorry to any patrons who've signed up for business and above who haven't received their gift in the mail yet. That'll be coming next week.
Beautiful.
So, you know, oh, this week, I imagine. Maybe even by the time this goes to
You've
air.
Still got the four jocks kicking around?
They're coming around.
Fuck, I wish
Catch you end of summer.
I try to find the stash at your joint.
Oh, you should have rung me.
We went to beaches every day.
Oh, right.
Could have put the four jocks into action.
Yeah, for sure. Get around them anyway.
Man, I've got a five-year-old and a two-year-old. Just use their fucking jocks. Same thing. Yeah, Dad, all wiped. Did ya? Why do your fucking jocks look like this? We'll see you next week.
Oi. See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.